Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jerry Garvin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Sykes. And now, play ball. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a pop-up towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemp moves to second. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garvin fields it and throws to second to catch Kemp off the bag. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. One out. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cerrone scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Morris now pitching. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Garvin covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez, who is chasing the ball. Dillard reaches third base with a triple. LaFleur scores. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Mike Willis now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillard scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Blue Jays. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Velez hits a line drive towards the mound. Morris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trammell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing shortstop. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, McKay applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.